702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Kabazela, so you want to be a parent, right?
Yeah, have children, Jeepers, they said. It'd be Jeepers, wonderful, yeah. They said. Yo, shame, he just sounds tired. You can hear in his voice he's tired.
Appreciate the call, though. Appreciate that call.
Yeah,
listen, no, talk to me. 85-year-old man finds an old cassette tape.
Yeah, this is a very touching story, and it really got to me. So it's a video of an 85-year-old man who has Parkinson's disease. So he was walking around his house and digging in some drawers, and he found an old cassette tape. And he took this cassette tape, and he was very interested to see what was on it. So, you know, a cassette tape needs a cassette player. So his daughter had to, you know, look around the house and try and find a cassette player, which they then did. Put the batteries in, and then the video starts with this old man, 85 years old, who's shaking, trying to get this cassette into the cassette player. He gets it in, he pushes play, and he hears from decades and decades ago a song his mother used to sing to him.
Oh, wow.
And it's his mother's voice. It's the actual voice of his mother, who recorded herself all those years ago, singing to him as a little one. And there he is.
Wow.
He's listening to this mother, his mother singing, and he starts singing with her. And he's singing the song, and then eventually he just stops, and you just see the tears start rolling down his cheeks. And it's so touching to watch. I mean, 85 years old, he's an old man.
Yeah.
He's got Parkinson's disease. And, you know, there he is transported back to a time where you can imagine in his mind he's picturing himself as a little one.
Yeah.
And his mother singing to him, you know.
Oh, wow.
So there he was transported back. So very, very touching video to watch. And it got me thinking about, you know, there he had a cassette tape in his house that he found. Now, do you have any old cassette tapes or videotapes at home that you've kept? And perhaps you've now maybe, you know, managed to get those tapes transferred onto DVD, or you still have an old cassette or video player that you can play these tapes. What is on those tapes? What is on those cassettes that you have? I've still got cassettes from when I was a youngster recording myself as well at home. Once we were in a school play and we were on SABC. I think it was, you know, for World Peace Day. And we had a school play that we performed on national television. I've still got that on a VHS tape. So what have you got at home that you've still got on your tapes, VHS or cassette tapes that you've got and maybe had converted onto DVD player?
All right, Ohio senator in a drive-in Zoom.
Yeah, this is a controversial one, and perhaps you're guilty of it or you've seen it, but taking a Zoom meeting in the car. So this took place in the U.S. in Ohio as a senator. They were having their meeting, and there at the start of the Zoom meeting, you can see this guy sitting in his car. It's not driving, and he's got his seatbelt on, and he's now listening to the meeting. And then as the meeting starts and starts to proceed forward, he then starts to drive, but he changes the background on the Zoom meeting to a background of, you know, so that he looks like he's sitting at home. And he's driving along and he's, you know, he's been caught out. Nobody says anything to him, but the news agency has picked up on it. And they've interviewed him about it, and he says he doesn't see anything wrong or bad about it because he views it as the same as taking a phone call whilst you're driving on a hands-free kit. But the interesting thing about the story is on the same day that he was caught doing this, there's a bill that they're looking at implementing to ban all electronic handheld devices whilst driving the car. So the only thing that you'd be allowed to have is navigational devices to get you from A to B. So, yeah, an interesting one to say, what would you say if you saw a colleague driving while taking a Zoom meeting? If the phone is, you know, on a holding device, is there anything wrong with that?
Okay, let's put it out there. Yeah, let's put it out there. Do you take your Zoom meetings in the car? And do you consider that somewhat different to, say, a phone call? And do you have old cassettes, old tapes? What's on them?